All right, cool. Getting right back into it. This is the Lost Pilot Part 2, starting in 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, never mind. That didn't count. Okay, no, it did work. It did work, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for acknowledging that. Okay, no, it is going. It's on. You should be able to hear the...
The lost letters.
Which is kind of scary. I don't know. Wait, hang on. Let's, Oh, whoops. Let me turn the volume up here. Okay, no. Plug us in. Plug us in.
Okay.
This week, I didn't say it, but this week, did I say this last time? We're trying a new technique of syncing up the movies with our commentary, and we're gonna try to throw in a little bit of the audio to the whatever we're watching into the actual commentary, so it's not that boring to listen to, especially during the 30 seconds when we can't think of anything to say.
Which it happens.
Yeah, it happens. I feel really bad about the 30 seconds without anything to say, but then again, everybody else probably feels really bad that I'm actually talking during exciting things that they want to watch. So, you know.
See, what's up with that? Why is... He looked at her all weird when... Oh, when she said, you're not a coward. Because he knows he is a little bit.
He is a coward. You can't sit back like that.
What? But I'm comfortable.
You're like... So, you know we can't be comfortable in this life. We're gonna crash on an island soon. Okay, there you go. You gotta get up to the mic. We only have one mic. Wake up. We gotta do this Lost thing. We gotta do this commentary podcast.
Okay.
So when you were on heroin, did you tap like that a lot?
Yeah.
Really? Did you think some heroin would help you get through this?
No. No.
Okay. Because I have some.
No, you don't.
Okay, fine, I don't. I wouldn't even know where to get it.
Excuse me.
That's how lame I am. But good. That's a good lame, huh?
What were they going to do with him, you know? Excuse me. So he's on drugs. What, you know what I mean? What can they do with him on the plane?
I could throw him out.
Yeah. Well, they will in a second.
This is perfect. Last time I was in trouble in the... What?
It hurt me.
No, I didn't. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt.
Yeah. Like, do you think Charlie may have been praying for the plane to crash or something so he wouldn't get in trouble? Because he totally got his wish.
It's all his fault.
Yeah.
Hey, if he was in the back of the plane... Hey, you have those shoes.
Oh, honey. I'm wearing those shoes. Oh, no, I'm wearing my other ones.
Do you
I
have
wore those
drugs
shoes
in
yesterday.
No. How did he make it to the other side? He was in the back of the plane. In the bathroom.
Was he? No, he walked forward to the other bathrooms.
Oh.
That must have been what he did. Because he was walking forward, wasn't he, just now? So there must be bathrooms in the front of the plane.
I guess.
So does he just eat it? I didn't know that's how you took heroin.
I guess there was... that it must be something else.
Maybe they can't show it on TV. You can't show someone
can.
Like
maybe
smoking
there's...
or injecting
Look, he,
or doing
he's
anything.
He's so sad because he has to throw it away. Oh, isn't he a rock star? Can't he get that stuff? You know, bless you.
Yeah.
Can't he get that stuff like whenever he wants?
Yeah, doesn't he have an entourage that holds his weed and his goods for him? Someone who's just in charge of getting it. But, well, the whole drive shaft thing, they're on the down, you know?
Yeah, because he basically quit them.
Yeah. So he doesn't have his posse.
So he got out of the bathroom and he just jumped in his seat.
Yeah, okay, that works.
Oh, Shannon, she's so stupid.
Well, she's probably getting great sun.
Hey. Going through some clothes, sorting them.
What are you saying? Whenever you're on a beach, you just like automatically don't think, get into a bathing suit and go tanning?
Not really.
Not right now, when everybody's trying to, you know, like find survival gear and like, you know, work together to divvy everything out.
Ooh, here we go. Someone asked if that's her boyfriend.
And she didn't answer.
My brother.
Oh.
My brother Boone.
God's friggin' gift to humanity.
And he's your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Didn't say that, though.
Uh-huh.
Well, one good thing about Shannon is she stays out of the way. People who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I wonder how hard it was for her to find her suit.
Not yet.
It's in Australia.
I haven't felt the baby move since yesterday.
That's scary. That is very weird. I wonder if Aaron was just freaked out in there.
Hmm. Maybe he went through a process of island conditioning.
Huh.
Where, like, he's like, I know I'm not supposed to survive here because I'm a baby, but, you know, he goes through some kind of, like, processing thing.
See, and what's going on with Sun? Sun looks totally different now. Did she get a nose job? Look at her. She looks different.
Her hair is different.
Her hair is definitely different, but her nose almost looks different to me.
I don't know, because I always thought she had an interesting... I always thought her nose kind of looks like that.
Mm.
It's kind of, like, kind of full a little bit. Kind of, I don't want to say fat, but a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah, there's this huge thing about her being modest that I can't remember the deal with, and I'm not sure if they ever really explain.
Maybe that's just because, I don't know, did Jin find out about the affair? Did he know she was cheating on him before?
I don't think.
Well, then I don't get that, because when she was in, when they were home, I remember her running around in tank tops and sundresses. You know what I mean? So it can't be a. You can't look like that around other men. You know.
I feel so bad for not having a real lost fan right now.
Yeah.
And having one around. Sorry, Abel. Abel, write in and tell us what...
We're real lost fans. We're just not lame-os and, you know, obsessed with all our...
I will say, I'm not a Sun and Jin fan so much. I'm not very much a Sun and Jin fan. See, I know Abel loves Sun and Jin. They're like his favorite flashback, so he knows exactly what's going on. Maybe I should call him right now. Should I call him right now?
Sure, if you want. I don't know if he'll be available right now.
I won't call him now.
How did Kate get out of those things?
The marshal had the keys right next to him.
Maybe Vincent will be around.
I told you to stay on the beach.
It's so close to the beach, I thought this would be okay.
Don't do that. You listen to me. I mean what I said. You understand? What is this?
I just found him.
Right now, Michael's
there's
thinking...
There's a criminal.
No, the island is producing handcuffs. The island made these. What's going on? Come here. I gotta go betray my friends and rowboat off the island.
No kidding. Holy.
All right, my two favorite guys going at it. So, didn't you say that on that blog, these two are the nicest guys in the cast?
Yeah. On NYC Resurrection, it's called... These guys, these two brothers have this blog, and anyways, one of them is in advertising, and he went to this big ABC symposium, and got to
I love Symposia.
Cast. I know. And he met the whole cast of Lost, and he said Saeed and Sawyer were the nicest out of all of them. And, like, asking them questions, like, oh, hey, guys, I'm a great fan. And they'd be like, why? Tell me about the show. What do you really like about it? Like, asking them questions and talking to them.
Now, your theory about it is because they play the two biggest hard asses in the show. They kind of have to go out of their way to make themselves nice guys so that people don't automatically think that of them.
It could be. It could be either that or they're just normal people, but we're surprised because you're supposed to be mean. And the fact that they're halfway normal is...
That's true.
Is a, you know, reason to say, oh, look, they're extra kind.
Of course, another thing, and with most of the cast, except for, like, Dominic Monaghan and Matthew Fox, Terry O'Quinn, just about all the cast, this is their first major thing.
Why were they fighting?
I don't know. I was looking to you talk about
it. I know, I'm sorry.
And, it, like, I saw they were... we don't know why. if you've seen the episode,
I can't remember why they're fighting.
If you just watch the episode, you know why they're fighting. But if you listen to us, you know that they're great people in real life, and that's what's important. We don't really have to say, oh, they're fighting because we, I mean, we know that. It's common knowledge, whatever it is, even though we don't know what that knowledge is.
Man with the shrapnel.
We're still doing good.
I think you should take a look at him.
Saeed always had the nastiest nails. What's up with that?
Really?
Yeah.
You never noticed.
Some people have problems.
Some people have problems. Us. Him.
Ah, well said, Hugo.
Uh-huh.
You're okay.
You're okay.
You're okay, too.
Hey, I don't know about that, Saeed. He hasn't proved himself yet.
Hello. Saeed can hear people's thoughts. He knows that Hurley's okay.
Oh, good. Maybe you saw him on TV, winning the lottery.
That's true.
I was a military communications officer.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, the subtitles are off.
You ever see Battle?
I fought in the Gulf War.
No way. I got a buddy fought over there. He was in the 104th Airborne. What are you, Air Force? Army?
I love that Hugo just assumes that he was a U.S. soldier.
Yeah.
Hugo's like, oh.
Well, let me tell you, I would definitely assume that. Just because, I mean, it's just being a part of the Western world.
Right.
You know? And so.
Is that Shannon?
And we're all melting. I think
or
that's
that
Sun.
Kate?
Oh, it's Kate.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, you think Jen would let Sun?
Well, I remember she does.
Wade like
she
that?
She does Wade like that later.
Yeah.
It must have been a different episode, so. Evangeline, Evangeline. That's a song.
Uh-huh.
So what do you want to say?
John's in love with
Evangeline. What do you
want to
say while we're just looking at Evangeline Lilly and her little thing?
I'm not looking at her.
We all know you speak English, son. Come on, just whisper it. No one will know.
Son's nose looks smaller to me than that.
Are those actually? Is she wearing? Are those? Is that definitely underwear on the bottom there?
Yes, honey, that's underwear.
Well, it just like how do you know if it's underwear or a suit or a swimsuit? Does it make a difference at all? Is there any difference at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, there's a difference in material. Why don't we just pick up? But I'm pretty sure that's underwear.
Yes, but what do you want to see here?
It's called a G-string.
Cool.
We need the bars.
Could broadcast blind. Hope that someone, maybe a ship somewhere, picks up our distress call. But that would be a waste of the battery, which might not last for long.
So why don't girls just go swimming in their underwear?
Again, honey, the fabric.
Well, what difference
does it make? Because if it's cloth, then it would cling to your body in ways that you don't want it to cling. And if it's a certain color, then it starts becoming see-through.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Well,
I mean, she's wearing black stuff.
But
and I mean, like you got.
To,
I mean, like people have like the stretchy material that they actually wear. You know.
Yeah.
Like stretch pants. I mean, you can.
It just doesn't.
You wouldn't wear pants
it
to
just
swim.
Doesn't handle
but.
Water as well as the bathing suit does.
So why don't people just wear their bathing suits as underwear?
Maybe some people do.
Hmm. Well, they should.
How is he? Can you do anything?
She's hoping he's dead so bad.
She said yesterday that he took
it
out.
I know, but that was yesterday. I was hoping he'd be at a hospital by now. If I leave him like this, he'll be dead within a day. If I open him up, if I can control the body.
Offer to assist Kate and bump the shrapnel.
Sabotage.
He might be all right.
She's like, great.
I haven't seen her in that shirt lately.
No.
But the only time she wore that?
Sorry?
Saeed fixed the transceiver, but we can't use it. Not from here.
Kate, wait a minute.
You're the one who said that we had to send out a signal.
Look, you saw what that thing did to the pilot.
Dong. The music producer has an easy job on the show, too. Okay, we need two sounds. And dong. Dong.
And then the violins.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh.
All right. If you see or hear anything.
See, and again, this is always from the very beginning that Jack and Kate, thinking that they're smarter and better than everybody, they could have at least told everybody, hey, don't go into the jungle by yourself. Like, you don't have to say there's a big beast. I can understand trying to control the hysteria. But just be like, hey, listen, there's probably animals in there. Don't go in there by yourself, you know? Instead of, you know, like, Walt's just walking around there, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's lame.
See, well, at the same time, they didn't really... do you want to... it is a good idea, but, you know, at this point, Jack officially doesn't want to be the leader. And by doing so, he'd kind of designate himself as that. Maybe that's
I don't think so. Just telling people, like, hey, we were just out there and some creepy beast was following us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out there, you guys.
Yeah. What's
up?
This is sake.
It's cool. He found, like a sushi tray on
mm-hmm.
the plane.
What, that?
What, eat that?
It's fun. I think Hurley looks actually thinner.
In this one? Oh, I was about to say he looks thinner now.
Really? Maybe he does.
Yeah.
It might be because he's all bearded up now. That
maybe.
That's the difference I see.
No way, no.
Jen is like, hello.
That's me.
I found this fish that I know is good.
Hurley's just laughing him off. That's awesome. Oh, there's
a polar bear. I was about to, polar bear.
Polar
bear.
Well, they
polar bear.
They find a boar later. It was just on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Polar bear. Polar bear.
You mean Spanish?
No. I found it.
And at this point, I was just thinking, you know, are they brothers? And he just doesn't know his little brother because he's so much older.
Get you another dog.
But then, you know, it's a stepdad situation.
Yeah. This is really hard to watch after you've already watched it because, you know, we're supposed to be wondering that. And now it's just like, okay, you don't know each other. Move on to the next exciting thing. Okay, you're a heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
I need your help.
Okay?
I need you to help me go through the luggage. I need any kind of prescription medications you can find, especially drugs that end in myosin and psyllin. Those are antibiotics.
Myosin and psyllin.
Mm-hmm.
What's this for?
Are all myosin and psyllins the same? Is that what it means?
Probably
Is that
not.
Like the Greek suffix for antibiotic? Mm-hmm. Did they have antibiotics back then? Well, is there possibly a word for antibiotic in ancient Greek or Latin or whatever they used? Maybe there is. Anti-life something. Life-forming.
Crying.
I'm crying.
What?
He's that guy from the gate. He wouldn't let us have our seats in first class. He saved our lives.
There's another theory on Lost about, like, the class system. Like, people in first class, like, all died. People in coach landed on the beach, and then people who have, like, less... Like third class. I don't know what's less than coach, but they were the ones who wound up in the water.
You do not have the slightest
idea
what I am thinking. No, you don't.
Okay, Shannon. Then what are you thinking?
Way to go, Shan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with them on the hike.
Oh yeah.
Yep, I'm going.
No, you're not, Shannon.
So were your friends like that in high school?
I'd like to come
the more on. I hear you talk about them, the more it seems like how annoyed you were with...
like girls like that?
Yeah.
There were girls like that. They weren't my friends.
I'm coming with you.
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
What are you, 2 years older than me? Please.
Oh.
You're going, are you?
What grade are you in?
Uh-huh.
What grade are you in, Kate? I'm taking calculus.
Everybody can come, but we're leaving now.
You couldn't tell from that, but she's actually really nice.
You couldn't tell from that. And again, not helping. See, that's the thing. Like, Boone says, hey, you're being worthless here. Help out. Everybody's sorting out the wreckage. And she decides, I'm going on the hike. Like, to prove a point. You're still not helping.
You really don't like Shannon.
No, I don't.
Mm.
What's that letter that Sawyer had?
It's probably his letter to Sawyer. Dear Sawyer, you slept with my mother and it made my father go crazy and kill my mom and then kill himself. You ruined my life and now I'm here to kill you.
That's right.
You decided to join us.
I'm a complex guy, sweetheart.
His voice is different. He's got a different look and his voice is a bit different. It's kind of lower, a little less drawly, huh?
Yeah, I think it was just hard for him to keep up.
This is new music.
Yes.
I'm kind of getting frustrated watching this pilot episode because it's got the flow of one episode and they padded it out over a 2-hour period and so we have this musical montage of people walking that we usually don't have in the other episodes.
And again, another area of the island we never see again.
Yeah. Just hiking the tallest point.
And we still haven't seen, what's his name?
Locke?
No.
Ben?
No.
Desmond?
No, one of the others that Ben immediately sends out.
Some sort of blade.
Oh, Ethan.
Ethan. Wasn't he supposed to be there, like, right away? Like, people were still crashing?
Yeah, I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, I remember we don't see him for a few episodes.
How old is he? 9, 10.
Nine, 10.
Walt's more worried about his dog than anything. The dog was on the plane, so... Kids, you know.
He's at a lab?
Yeah.
Yeah? I saw him yesterday in the jungle.
What? Where?
Over there.
Jack was not concerned about finding a dog in the jungle. Now, that's an old school razor. That's nuts.
Could
you ever
locks.
Shave with one of those?
Probably not.
You ever played backgammon before?
Really. Oh, yeah.
It's a better game than checkers.
Is it really a better game than checkers?
It's different.
Is
it hard?
I
haven't played it in a very long time, but... No.
So, it's easy. Is it...
No.
I mean, do you...
I live in Australia with my mom.
Is it so easy that it's just kind of standard, or is it easy but there are still infinite amount of combinations like chess, and so you'd be a grandmaster of get backgammon.
I don't know. I mean, you got to get good at it, I guess.
Well, tell me a little bit
probably,
more about
backgammon. Well, and I'm just thinking, I wouldn't be surprised if I actually, like, researched it if I was taught a different way. I was very small.
Oh, really?
So we can look it up.
It's
the oldest game in the world. Archaeologists found sets when they excavated the ruins of ancient Mesopotamia. 5,000 years old. That's older than Jesus Christ.
Did they have dice and stuff?
But theirs weren't made of plastic. Their dice were made of bones.
Cool.
Two players. Two sides.
See, Locke will explain it.
Oh, good. Now, the thing... about rolling dice with bones. Every set of dice, and anybody who plays Settlers of Catan knows this, every set of dice can have the potential to roll a certain way if it's not made perfectly. It's really hard to make a pair of dice out of bones perfectly, so if you have your own dice made out of bones and you know what it rolls, you could clean up your whole town.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Locke just told Walt that he was paralyzed? He just said, Walt, do you want to know a secret?
That's true, he did. And I thought he was going to cut away and say... I thought that's when he said, you know what, I like it here. Because I remember he tells Walt that. I like it here. My mom's
See,
calling me.
The pregnant lady, who should be worried about what she eats, is the one to try gin stuff.
Oh, that's
Uh-oh.
No, no, look. Gin stuff resurrected.
Oh, that's
Aaron.
Right. Aaron liked it.
Yeah. I'm looking at...
Do you feel that?
It doesn't say backgammon specifically is the oldest game in the world. But who knows?
Hey! I guess I think you're a he.
Are you that tired?
No, I'm sorry. I just keep forgetting. I go back in my chair. John keeps pulling me up because I'm leaning back in my chair and I don't think he thinks I'm close enough to the mic.
Well, you're like...
I'm sorry. It just is habit.
Like
I lean back.
Away.
Not asking you to keep it on all day.
We're still blocked by the mountain.
Just check the damn radio.
You might just check. We might not have any juice left when we get to...
Uh-oh.
Saeed's not bearded either. Only, it's kind of funny, because what's his name? Charlie. He's... His beard is pretty constant. I don't think he ever shaves.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else just kind of, it grows into it, but they don't shave specifically. They all should have kind of big beards by now.
Did you just hear that? Did you just see that?
I don't like Shannon.
I shouldn't have come on this hike! Seriously. Holy polar bear.
He's a lefty. Can you eat bear? I wonder. Wonder how a bear tastes.
Oh, I'm sure you can eat bear. I don't know what it would taste like, but lots of people had to eat bear back in the day.
That's a big bear.
Good job, Shannon.
Think that's what killed the pilot?
No. No, that's a tiny, teeny version compared to that.
It seems like the smoke monster isn't that big.
Guys,
just smoke.
Just bear. It's a polar bear.
I don't know if there's any difference between a polar bear and a normal bear.
Well, I think it's just where they're found.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically,
could it be in a... I mean, is it easy to tell the difference between an albino bear and a polar bear?
Are there albino bears? I don't know.
Can't there be albino any mammal?
I don't know.
Hey, guy, you awake?
Hey, guy.
Yo, there's a rescue plane! We're saved! Yay!
Don't say that too loud, Hurley. Yeah, I would love to see, like, everybody running.
I know. And then they'll
rescue
kick his butt.
It's
unlikely that he'll regain consciousness. But the pain might bring him around, and if it does, I need you to hold him down.
Hugo also has tons of freckles that I'm not used to seeing.
Hmm.
It's like, his whole face is freckled right here.
Maybe now that he's, like, a television star, he got an esthetician to,
bleach that out.
Yeah.
Just do the best you can, okay?
Ugh.
Don't look.
See, I don't remember this.
You probably closed your eyes last time, too.
I probably did, and I think I am right now, too.
Oh, this is very interesting.
Closing the eyes.
Good makeup job
closing
here.
Closing the eyes.
Did you hear that noise?
Yeah, it gushed.
Dude.
Hand me those strips.
Dude.
Just hand me the strips. I need to get this bleeding stopped.
I don't think I can. Oh, what? What's going on?
The strips. Just hand me the strips. Give it to me. Hey, don't even think about it, Hurley. Hurley, hey! Damn it!
He fell forward. At least the guy's not getting up. He's got a Hurley on top of him.
That's right.
It's a polar bear.
Wait a minute. Polar bears don't usually live in the jungle.
Spot on.
No, polar bears don't live near this far, sir. This one does.
Did. It did.
Well, it's kind of interesting because, I mean, polar bears, they're north. They're, like, Arctic area.
I think that's beside the point.
Well, I know, but I mean, this far south, I mean, it's past the equator. It's like ridiculous. There's like no possible way. Like, oh, this far south. It's like, we're in the wrong hemisphere.
Saw a guy lying there with an ankle holster. So I took the gun. Thought it might come in handy. Guess what? I just shot a bear.
Always liked Sawyer. A clip-on badge.
You're the prisoner.
You found a gun on a U.S. Marshal?
Yes, I believe you did. You knew where it was because you were the one he was bringing back to the States. Those handcuffs were on you. That's how you knew there was a gun.
I know who you are, Saeed. You fought in the Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side.
I'm the criminal. You're the terrorist. We can all play a part. Who you want to be?
Does anybody know how to use a gun?
I think you just pull the trigger.
Don't use a gun. Now, we know, right, that Kate knows exactly how to use a gun, right?
Yeah.
But she's bluffing. She's pretending not to know so that... Because they were just suspicious of the prisoner, right? So she's kind of a smart girl.
Pull the top part of the gun.
Because she was very swift in what she did.
Mm-hmm. Even though, again, he did just kill the bear. So, good idea to have a gun.
Huh, Sawyer's pretty much saying, you're my type.
Mm-hmm.
It's all too easy.
See, I always liked Sawyer's character. I know girls love Sawyer and Sawyer this, oh, Sawyer's so hot. I don't feel that way. But I have always liked his character.
Can I get you a refill? No, I'm fine with this, thank you. You, sir, can I get you anything? Cocktail? Soda?
Just coffee, sweetheart. Black.
Coffee, sure.
Girls don't like black. It when they're called sweetheart.
Black like my men.
I'd be worried too, I was you. But you gotta stay positive, kiddo. You know, there's always that off chance that they'll believe your story. I know I sure do.
I don't care what you believe.
Oh, I know that's true. That has always been true. You sure you don't want some more juice?
Yeah, I'm sure.
See, Kate looks so much better there than she does in the future, all made up. Would you agree?
I thought she looked okay in the future.
I didn't really like her look in the future.
I'm trying to remember.
I think she looked too mannequin-y.
Oh. She did have lots of makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not used to seeing her with makeup on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still wearing makeup, don't get me wrong, but you know.
Yeah. They're wearing the Hollywood I'm not wearing makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially Claire with that pink blush.
Mm. Oh, that's so sweet and natural.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
What do you think of that guy's chin?
I didn't take a good look. Does he have a butt chin?
Yeah, he does. See?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. See, and that's another thing that I'm amazed no one saw the lady with the cuffs. Like, you know, being walked in and...
Well, I don't know if they've done experiments with, like, people flying planes, but there's been a lot of that lately. Like, the movie's Flight Plan, which I didn't really like, but, I mean, the whole point of the movie is that she came in with a daughter and no one on the plane noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's some study done where people don't notice people on planes, and so that's where all these ideas come about. Not necessarily the whole idea for Lost, but the idea that, you know, they don't know who the prisoner is, and they don't know who's who on the plane, because they didn't take notice of it when they got on.
See, there you go. Kate's trying to help the guy. She put a thing on him.
You know, you're supposed to put your own mask on first.
She did. She just was holding it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't remember seeing that guy. I mean, on the island. The guy who got sucked out, you know? Oh, well.
See, and wouldn't everyone pass out? I guess not.
Yeah. We should keep moving. They probably would. I don't know if there's, like, a really good control situation to find out in what circumstances you pass out on a plane. I don't know how many times a plane's like ripped open where this, there have been survivors to know exactly what, like the combination of adrenaline and airflow and pressure and wind and everything that.
Uh-oh, he's waking up. He's waking up.
Where is she?
Oh, another, of course, lost standby music.
The trumpets or whatever, the horns.
So we just watched that show, The Prisoner, last week.
Yes, we did.
And for if anybody's listening to this,
now's a good time to check the radio.
Kind of interesting. But there's this old British show from the 60s called The Prisoner, and we're pretty sure Lost got is heavily influenced by this crazy, weird British show in the 60s where this guy quits his job and then wakes up and he's on an island and he doesn't know why he's there. And there's a little community there that's holding him there.
And that knows everything about him.
Yeah.
And they all have their own agenda and they just think it's hilarious that he has no clue what it is.
Yeah.
But they still need him for something.
And there are just weird supernatural occurrences on this island that he's on. And it's very similar to this show. It's kind of, it's got great music. I think that's what made me think of it just now.
Somewhere
close, the signal's strong. And I wanted to start watching it because the makers of The Simpsons, in their audio commentary, say that it's just about the best show ever on TV, and they love it.
It could be a sat phone, maybe a radio signal.
Can we listen to it?
Let me get the frequency first. Hold on.
No, we know what this is, right?
Yes. It's a French lady.
It has to be.
Woman on radio speaking French. Says the subtitles.
The French are coming! I've never been so happy to hear the French!
I never took French. What is she saying?
Does anyone speak French?
She does.
No, I don't. What?
The hell are you talking about? You spent a year in Paris?
Drinking, not studying.
Seven, two, nine, four, five, three.
Okay.
One.
What's that?
Oh, no.
Iteration. I don't know.
Is that how many times it looped?
How many times it looped, yeah. Which is kind of weird technology that's just.
Iteration. One, seven.
That voice is weird. What is that?
Four, five.
Come on, come on.
Two. It's repeating.
She's right. What? It's a loop. Iteration. It's repeating the same message. It's a counter.
I hope they have a flashback with Rousseau so we understand how she was able to do all this.
See, that would be nice. A Rousseau flashback.
Although she is kind of funny because the creators always make fun of her because every time she's on screen and they find something new, she always says, I've never seen this before, even though she's been on the island for 20 years.
She's saying, please. She's saying, please help me. Please come get me.
Or she's not. You don't even speak
Let
French.
Let her listen.
Shut up, man.
Where's the battery? The battery.
I'm alone now. On the island alone.
She sounds a lot more passionate, doesn't she? She's pretty monotone in the few.
Please,
in,
someone come. Mm-hmm.
When we see her.
Mm-hmm. The others, they're dead.
See, I don't remember that as part of the message.
Kill them.
Yeah. This is something they need to address really soon, what happened to Rousseau and her team.
Mm-hmm.
And they do say, Rousseau says that she was the only one and there's some kind of sickness that killed him, if I remember right.
16 years. What?
But that seems kind of weird to me.
16 years. And 5 months, that's the count.
What the hell are you talking about?
The iterations. It's a distress call. Plea for help, a mayday. If the count is right, it's been playing over and over for 16 years.
He's a good math guy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else.
I'd have a hard time stranded. Figuring that out. But I stopped doing math after high school.
Okay, why is it still playing?
Close-ups of everyone's face.
Nothing else to talk about. Ooh, she is freckly there.
Yeah?
She's usually not freckly. I always thought it was kind of weird that Sawyer always called her freckles, because I never see her freckles.
She got tons of freckles.
Yeah, she is freckly.
I think they just put more makeup on her later. Yeah. I get freckles in summertime. Across my nose a little bit.
That's new.
I just don't think you've noticed it before.
Mm.
Part two!
Hooray, that was fun. That was an easy one this week. Because it was two 40-minute segments. Although, obviously, we probably need to talk about something we're more familiar with.
Well, I mean, we are familiar. It's just, Lost is very intricate. It's very involved. I mean, I
was hoping to catch a lot more numbers and catch, oh, these people are doing this because of this. And we caught a little bit of that, but
we did a little.
Whatever. Anyway, that was fun. See you next week, everybody. Bye.